Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. You got the big show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Hi, this is Sven Bjordivartsen all the way from Hammerlangerfjord, Norway. After a round of Kick the Wolverine, there's nothing like sitting back, drinking a great big herring smoothie, and listening to the big show with John Boy and Bealey. There's a bone in this one.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, Lord. Somebody's got enough sleep in him.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Either that or he's calling his new girlfriend Juanita down at the diner.
You like that? Yeah. I just made that up.
We're back to the beginning of Deliverance here.
Really? You know, it has ended like that a couple of times.
All right. Y'all doing all right? Welcome to July. Welcome to the month of independence, man. We heading into July 4th weekend this weekend.
That's with right. Bonnie Less is playing. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
All right, man. Good, good.
Do you? Is it just me, or as you get older, is it the 4th of July fireworks display, is it kind of like, oh, okay, I'll go.
You just got to get to a good one.
Once you get to it, though,
yeah, I guess
everybody really enjoys it. Right. Come on.
Yeah.
No way.
Gonna have some good ones.
I'll watch it on TV before I get out there and get mixed a bunch of y'all.
A bunch of us. Now, our people love fireworks.
Our people, liquors love fireworks.
Our people are experts on fireworks. I went to a display, the outdoor display. There was a big display going on in the sky. These guys bought this little radio-controlled car, and they put a bottle rocket on it. Actually, you know, like a Roman candle,
right.
And
oh,
drove it through the crowd. Bam, 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 bam. It's like being in Fallujah or something.
Just nerve-wracking.
Man, I had one of them spinny sideways things go in my garage. Mm. That was exciting.
What happened? You get a hold of some bad clams?
But Mama's making me go to Gastonia and watch their fireworks. It always turns into some bizarre high school reunion for me.
I remember holding your head in the toilet.
Thanks, I appreciate it. How nice to
cut
see you
cut it out,
again.
Mom.
I remember
not in front
me.
Of the guys.
You took me to the prom.
Oh! Cousin Annie!
I bet you like me a lot better now that I'm a woman.
baby, let's go. Let's get going on this broadcast. Jackie, right. What's our prize package, baby? We're going to play some outbursts here. I guess we'll give you legs up from Mr. Dayton History and then do that, all right?
I guess we'll be giving you a prize package as soon as Jackie wakes up.
I was going to say, I'm tired. I'll give him a minute.
All right, you take your time, baby.
That's all right, Jackie. We got you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Let's get that first prize pack out here. Mount Olive Pickles prize pack includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, I Heart Pickles, wear mine all the time. Also, a stainless tumbler. It's the number one pickle brand in the U.S., making great products since 1926 at a corner of Cucumber and Vine. Click on that link at thebigshow.com. Listen up right here, 3 dates in history where we get our categories and win it for yourself. July the 1st. 1935, Porky Pig first appeared in the Warner Brothers cartoon, I Haven't Got a Hat.
I'm thinking about a beret.
I bet you Porky Pig could bring all the boys to the yard.
Oh, and I'm not built that way.
1963, the U.S. Post Office officially started the use of 5-digit zip codes.
Mm-hmm. When did they add the 4 more on the end?
The sortings, probably 20 years ago, but they're more for sorting. They would appreciate it if you'd put it on there, but most folks don't.
Man, do y'all still remember your zip code from when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Your house?
Yeah.
And still remember your first phone number?
Yep.
Yeah, I do, sure, yeah.
I do too, man.
9 times 7?
Tremendous!
That's great.
27253. My first zip code. 226-5690. First phone number.
28052. That was probably Billy's
this
zip code.
This is interesting,
too.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It was for me.
All right. Move up to 1966. 17 million elderly citizens began receiving their first benefits from Medicare. It was a new federal program which started on this day in 66.
Yep.
Well, there you go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. In our video of the day, Training Dummy Knockout. Check it out at thebigshow.com. More proof everything's better with cartoon sound effects.
You got that right.
At thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get to Friday winning beginning.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy. Billy, give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Randall from Ringgold, Georgia.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Randall.
What's going on, John Boy? First timer here.
Hey, man, all right. Welcome in here, coming in hot out Ringgold this morning. Randall, let's get you through these 3 categories and get you the big old prize package, shall we?
As soon as we can find that prize package. Jackie!
All right, we'll get it. We got it. It's around here. All right, here we go, Randall. In 5 seconds, we need 3 cartoon characters. Ready, go.
Porky Pig, Donald Duck, Bugs Bunny.
Bam. And now we need 3 things at the post office. Ready, go.
Mailing supplies, envelopes, postage meter.
And here we go for the win. 3 Medicare benefits. Hey, this will be informative. Ready, go.
Medical, dental, prescription.
That sounds about right.
If you get a supplemental policy, you can get dental.
Well, we'll need help here. Mm-hmm. Randall, look at you, buddy. Big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack heading down to Ringo for you.
Attaboy.
That's true, man. When you're young, you flex your muscles. Ready to say, when you're old, you flex your memory.
Yep.
I'm going to do some memory squats here in a minute. Hey, man, here's your news. Here for the 4th of July, since Pickle Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina is only one location. See what's cooking at JD's.
Howdy, friends. Summertime's in full swing, and it's about damn near time to start blowing stuff up. And JD's 24-hour drive-through pawn and gun auto parts, pharmaceutical, adult gift, bait and tackle discount cigarette outlet has all the firepower and accessories you'll need this 4th of July. We got bottle rockets, M80s, Roman candles, jumping jacks, ground beef, salt shakers, and full sticks of nuclear-grade dynamite for the kiddies. We got Geiger counters, pipe bombs, assault rifles, earplugs, lawn chairs, boat trailers, rocket launchers, glass packs, and 12 varieties of caffeine pills so you won't pass out too early. We got hot dogs, charcoal, lighter fluid, moonshine, coveralls, flamethrowers, diesel fuel, gunpowder, and the biggest collection of offensive foreigner stereotype bumper stickers this side of the Big Sandy. So if you're ready for some powerful, rip-snorting, high-caliber, atomic, top-grade southern demolition, stop into JD's 24-hour drive-thru, pawn and gun, auto parts, pharmaceutical, adult gift, bait and tackle discount, cigarette outlet. Let's blow some shit up. And don't forget to bring a youngin'.
JD's, JD's, what a southern boy needs.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for our mysterious visitor from the East, the all-seeing, all-knowing, and former cut man on The View, Tarmac the Magnificent.
What's up?
Tarmac, I hold in my hands the envelopes. As a child of four could plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar at Duke's headquarters since noon yesterday. No one knows the contents of these envelopes, but you, in your mystical and semi-divine way, will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen the questions. Are you ready?
Well, I've already got the hat on, so sure, let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. Envelope number one.
Minions.
Minions.
What's the opposite of Womenions? Sorry, my yard guy wrote that one for me. He said, and I quote, "You can use this on one of your little skits."
Hold it on. All right, envelope number two.
The panini, the hoagie, and the grinder.
The panini, the hoagie, and the grinder.
Name three upgrades you can buy at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada. It's sort of a la carte.
Got envelope number three.
Man versus Wild.
Man versus Wild.
Describe Steve Harvey brushing his teeth.
Got
some gators.
All right. We're at envelope number four.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
What's between Luke Skywalker's toes? My yard guy did that one, too.
And we're at number five.
The Gallup Poll.
The Gallup Poll.
Where would you find a horse at a strip club?
Oh,
Anyone? Anyone?
Polo, I'm polo. Guys.
Where's Pablo? Number six.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Hmm. Whoop-dee-doo.
What does a hunter look for when he's tracking a whoop-dee? Tracking a whoop-dee.
Whoop-dee. And we're in envelope number seven.
50 cent.
50 cent.
How much would it cost to get Amber Heard to sign a movie deal right now?
Tough stretch to go there. Envelope number eight.
Orange is the new black.
Orange is the new black.
Where do the Real Housewives of Atlanta get their hair done? You've seen them, right?
They're experimenting with different colors, yeah, aren't yeah, they? Yes, yes. All right, and we're at envelope number nine.
Weed and feed.
Weed and feed.
What does Tommy Chong call a dinner date?
These are all like way whores.
Or any other meal, really.
Yes. And Tarmac, I hold in my hands the final envelope.
Not a moment too soon, apparently. Moonshiners, naked and afraid, and cops.
Moonshiners, naked and afraid, and cops.
Describe date night at Booger Branch.
You know that you are Tarmac, the magnificent.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Oh, you can have all them goody two-shoes on the radio talking about their damn teeth and having babies. There's nothing sexier than a hot young man talking trash on the radio. I like all them opinionated type men. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Neil Bort. There's snow on the roof. There's a fire in the furnace. It's getting hot in here. I take off all my clothes. Woo! I feel so vulnerable.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio, heading into holiday weekend. We're happy boys.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey, my little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Live Slow graphic tee and a trucker hat. It's valued at $50. Live Slow is a new lifestyle brand and movement out of Southern Virginia, celebrating America's farmers and ranchers. This week's shirt, putting food on America's table. LiveSlow.farm is the website. Or you can go to TheBigShow.com, click on the Live Slow banner, more details, and get you some of this cool stuff we got going on. Hang on, we'll do it in minutes. Well, earlier this week, we were talking about the milkshake song. Tater, do it again for me right quick.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
I wonder what it would sound like if they say the tailor did it.
Got it? My milkshake brings all boys to the yard. Got it? They're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I'd have to charge. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I think I heard Marty's wife sing it one time.
My milkshake brings... Oh, no, I can't do it.
Do my girl from Knee Deep in Bluegrass, Cindy Balcom.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right, it's better than yours. See, I can't remember. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
Coming next week, Myrtle Butthead.
They was just found a little mine we can vein, or a little vein we can mine. When that was worth.
May I ask just for one?
Okay, go
do
ahead.
Do the Queen. You know how the Royals do it. Do it again.
She started with that one.
That was the first one that she did.
You know, Jackie, this is a pretty good show.
You know, with the podcast, you can catch up with stuff.
That's a good point.
Oh, Johnny, I know you're not laughing at me.
No, I'm not.
I was getting ready to walk out, and I came back just to see her do this. I hate y'all.
I love you.
Okay, our job is done here.
All right, we're going to come up with some more for Tater to do later this morning. Yes, we are. We're going to ride you vein. We're going to vein you. I'll come up with a snappy thing in a minute. Okay. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy, shall we?
All right.
Review yesterday's question. We found out statistically speaking, the 2 years you're most likely to do this are the year you're born and the year you retire.
That would be die.
To pass away. Yeah. Captain out of Knoxville. Got that one. Remember? Yeah, because he sounds like John Force.
Mm.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't have to say everything I'm thinking, do I?
Please don't.
Okay. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. For most of the 20th century, men in the U.S. were only allowed to look at one of these through a special hospital window, and they weren't allowed to touch them until after they took them home.
What is a boob? I think that's where that put them on the glass thing came from.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Friday morning, July the 1st, Big Show's on the radio. And our video of the day, Training Dummy Knockout. Like that dummy got a hard head. Check it out. The head of cartoon effects makes it even better. It's there at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy! Jeopardy!
Wah, wah, wah!
And now your host. He puts the TGI in your Friday and the Bud in your Rutgers. He's John Boy.
And thank you. Let's say hey to Ron out of Crouse, North Carolina. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, John Boy. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, buddy. Welcome in here, Ron. You first up. Let's see what you got. For most of the 20th century, men in the United States were only allowed to look at one of these through a special hospital window. They weren't allowed to touch them until they took them home. Sorry, I'm still thinking about Billy's answer. What you got, Ron?
Well, Well, I like Billy's answer, but I'm going to have to tell her B, and we're going to say baby.
You say baby.
Southern
say. Yeah, that's what it is. It would either be a boob or a baby when you think about it. Ron, good work, buddy. Big old Live Slow prize packet headed over to Krause for you.
Appreciate it very much.
All right, my boy. Hang on for Jacket. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side. Don't bang on the drum while we don't want to work. Perfect. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. In less than 20 minutes, crack over the brand new script, Act Out in the Playhouse. Meanwhile...
I expect action, and before 11 o'clock tonight.
Mister, you better find yourself another line of work. This one sure don't fit your pistol.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I have been having a very bad day.
What?
Hey, man, what are we gonna do, man? We gotta get out of here.
Do you guys have a life? I mean, do you do anything besides this creepy stuff? What do you do for fun?
Oh, no, we don't have fun. We just work. Here's our fun right
work,
now.
Work.
Well, I realize my father makes a lot of money, but you see, he's not giving me any.
Yeah, weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the time between work and more work. The time when you go out looking for happiness and end up hunched over somebody else's toilet the weekend.
When things are at their darkest, pal, it's a brave man who can kick back and party.
I hate work. All I need are some tasty waves. Cool buzz. And I'm fine.
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
What?
I hate work.
I've had enough of this doo-doo.
Good Friday morning, July the 1st. Big show's on the radio. All right. You got Skids over there looking good. Like, you know what you're doing? All right, baby. Quiet on the set and action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Myrtle and the Traffic Camera. As our story opens, Myrtle Bathede's grandson, Chuck, is helping her with some household decluttering.
You finding anything worth keeping in here?
Got a good picture of you and Grandpa. You're handing him an envelope. It says, City of Auburn Municipal Court.
Oh.
He don't look real happy, but you look plumb tickled.
Oh, well, that's the day your grandpa learned he wasn't nearly as smart as he thought he was.
Oh, yeah?
It was 15 or 20 years ago. The city of Auburn had just put up a bunch of traffic cameras. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah, they put them at, like, intersections and stuff, and if you're speeding or you're running a red light or something, it takes a picture of your car and sends a ticket to you through the mail.
You are so smart. That's the part that Grandpa didn't like, though. He said, I ain't paying no ticket. I get in the mail from those dumb robots.
You sound just like him.
I know.
Looks like you got one of them tickets, though.
Oh, yep. One Saturday, me and him drove up to Auburn to watch the football game. Mm. And right before we get to the stadium, Grandpa goes, did you see that flash? I think one of them traffic robots just took our picture. And I say, sorry, I didn't see it. So Grandpa turned the car around and went back through the intersection. Mm. And he goes, it done it again. And I says, well, I didn't see that one neither. So he turns around and goes through for the third time real slow. And he says, see, it flashed me again. The light's green and I ain't going but 5 miles an hour. And if I get one of them dadgum robot tickets in the mail, I ain't paying it. So about a week later, we get a letter from the Auburn Traffic Court. Mm. It's got not one, but three tickets in it.
Really?
And that's why I'm laughing so hard in the picture.
Well, wait a minute. If Grandpa didn't run the red light and he wasn't speeding, what did he get the three tickets for?
Oh, not having a seat belt on?
Son of a... He is an idiot.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
I just love his stupidity.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old parking lot attendant at Jordan-Hare Stadium say,
hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio and more Big Show right around the corner.
I'm working with Mr. Bill Cox over to his outfit. And I like to listen to John Boy and Billy on that there big show. Mm-hmm. I like the way they talk. Their funny ha-ha and that funny queer. That's what they say anyhow. I figured out why John Boy has a hard time getting started in the morning. Ain't got no gas.
A big show on the radio. Friday, July the 1st. Porky Pig's birthday. It first appeared on this date 1935 in the cartoon I Haven't Got a Hat. And we thought, well, let's catch Porky when he was in his teen years. And with this song, you might not have heard because it is a Big Show exclusive.
If you're a teen angel, ooh. That fateful night, the car was stalled. Upon the railroad, it ran. I pulled you out, and we were safe. But you went running back. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere above? And I still your own truly love. What was it you were looking for? That it took your life, that in they said they found my high school ring. Clutched in your fingers tight. It's a teen angel. Can you hear me? It's a teen angel. Can you see me? Are you somewhere above? And am I still your own truly love? You're just sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. It's a teen angel. Can you hear me? It's a teen angel. Can you see me? Are you somewhere above? Am I still your own truly It's a teen angel. It's a teen angel. Answer me.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we play the current events quiz. Take C, get a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. I got it.
There you go.
Want to go to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in August and win a 2022 Indian Chieftain motorcycle? Well, for details, go to LawTigersChallenge.com or TheBigShow.com and click on that Law Tigers banner. The contest for you to enter there for two winners to Sturgis as well. All right, then. Hang on. We'll play for it in minutes. First, heading into the 4th of July weekend, do our annual public service announcement.
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to try it once more. Just remember now, introduce yourself and read what's on the paper in front of you. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, fine. Dwayne Stopp, Substance Abuse Awareness Campaign. This is take 9. Wayne, that's your cue.
Oh, right. Anytime you're ready.
We're ready, Wayne. Wayne, go.
Oh, hi. This is Dwayne Stomp of Blacktooth. Kids, when you drink and drive...
No, Dwayne. No, cut. It's not when you drink and drive.
Oh, right. Let me do it again.
Yeah, good idea. This is Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take 10.
Hi, this is Dwayne Stomp. When I drink and drive, I'll...
Cut, Dwayne. Dwayne, this spot is supposed to be against driving while intoxicated.
What?
Never mind. We'll do it one more time. And remember, say, don't do drugs. And if you must drink this holiday weekend, don't drive. You got it?
I told you I got it.
Fine. Dwayne Stomp, PSA, take, 11.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Stomp telling you, if you do drugs this weekend, don't drive.
Wrong again, Dwayne. It's don't do drugs. Don't do drugs.
That's what I said.
No, it's not. Not even close to what you said.
You come in this booth, I'll show you how close it was, Sherlock.
We're going to do it again, Dwayne. Say don't do drugs. If you must drink this holiday weekend, do not drive. Take 12.
This is Dwayne Stomp. Weekends are for drunks. Do drugs.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs. And if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive. It's based on all his experiences.
That is a classic. All right, y'all, let's play this current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
A new study discovers a drug problem in Florida in a place you might not expect.
What? No. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. You take C and win. We play next.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio, rolling through your Friday. Our video of the day brought to you by Nickel Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina. All your outdoor summertime fun. Training dummy knockout. Check it out, that dummy got a hard head. Cartoon, sound effects, always make it better, Ranch. You're right.
Thank you.
Check it out, thebigshow.com. In right now, Pep Squad.
Ready?
Okay.
Come your
Yay! Let's say hey to Ricky out of Macon, Georgia. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Man, we are all right, Ricky. Glad you made it in here, buddy. You listen to Bentley and win this prize pack.
Well, a study at Florida International University says the group with the biggest drug problem in the Sunshine State right now is the fish. A study team drug tested 93 different fish in Biscayne Bay and the Florida Keys and found that, get this, every single one of them had some kind of controlled substance in their bloodstream. The drugs range from blood pressure drugs and prostate meds to painkillers and antidepressants. There was an average of 7 different drugs in each individual fish that was studied. Apparently, the problem is a combination of people who flush prescription drugs down their toilet and insufficient filtering at wastewater treatment plants. The FDA says the safest way to dispose of your medications is dropping them off at an official drug take-back center, and there's a list of those locations on the FDA's website. For more information, surf on over to YouTube and check out a new online documentary called A, Something's Fishy, B, Trouble in the Water, or C, Finding Nemo Passed Out on Pompano Beach.
What you got, Ricky?
I'm going to have to go with C on that one.
Yeah, do that, man.
Yeah.
So who would have thought a problem is people throwing away their drugs?
Yeah, right.
Crazy. Hey, Ricky, good work for you, buddy. Law Tigers prize pack. Head down to Macon for you.
John Boy, first time caller.
All right, man. Way to make the most of it.
Like to get you to wish me a happy birthday, July the 4th birthday. So.
Look at you, Independence baby. Well, it's going to be your weekend, Ricky. Happy birthday, buddy.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, man. Here you go. Jackie going to pop out of your cake here if you can talk her into it. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Got a time capsule right on the other side of this report, so we hang on for a laugh.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Come on, man. Thank you, John Boy.
You're welcome.
Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Rhubarb. Here for some heme.
Good morning, Mr. Rhubarb.
Good morning, Randy.
Howdy. Stand by for Hume.
Does your wife know you're wearing her shoes?
Actually, yes.
What about the blouse?
Yeah, I laid it out last night. So just, this is something my mother told me to try with you.
He's doing the 180 on
you,
see?
My mother says, you know, just act like you like it, and he'll quit. Thanks, Mom.
Now I'll make you laugh. Why do termites...
I'll take that bet.
I mean, what do termites...
What?
See, it worked.
Okay. What do they have for breakfast?
What?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
What kind of school does a carpenter go to?
What?
Boarding school.
Boarding school.
What are you buying, bazooka bubblegum or something?
No, but you know that Bazooka Joe's turtleneck that goes up over his nose?
Yeah.
That might be a good look for you.
Okay, I'll try that.
A man came round in hospital after a serious accident. He shouted, "Doctor, doctor, I can't feel my legs." The doctor sighed, "I know. I've cut your arms off." Get it?
Weird.
What do you call a cow that lives in an igloo?
What?
An Eskimo.
Eskimo.
Police arrested two kids yesterday. Oh. One was drinking battery acid. The other was eating fireworks.
Mm. Uh-huh.
They charged one and let the other one off. Get it?
Yeah.
After the flash on his camera malfunctioned, what did Satan get back from the drugstore?
What?
Prince of Darkness. Why didn't the squirrel cross the telephone wire?
Why?
Because the line was busy. Get it?
No.
Are there blood banks in England?
I don't get that.
Answer
one either.
Me! I don't know. You don't know, do you?
We don't know.
I don't either. But there's a Liverpool. And what was on the license plate of the pickup truck of the sheep farmer?
What?
Yeehaw. Get it? That's a baby sheep.
Sure is.
You've been buying Jägermeister again, haven't you?
No, but that's not a bad idea. Now, this is the story of Zebediah, a farmer who was in the fertilized egg business.
Uh-huh.
he had several hundred young laying hens called pullets and 8 or 10 roosters.
What are they called?
Pullets.
Pullets. Kind of funny.
Thank you.
Roosters sounded kind of weird, too.
Yeah, the roosters. Now you got me concentrating.
Good.
It was their job to fertilize the eggs.
Right.
See, when a rooster likes a hen very, very much.
Yeah, I think
Well, Zeb kept careful records, and any rooster that didn't perform came out of the starting lineup and went right into the soup pot.
Oh, okay.
All this record keeping took an awful lot of Zeb's time, so Zeb got a set of tiny bells and attached them to his roosters. Now, each bell had a different tone so that Zeb could tell from a distance which rooster was performing. Hit set on the porch and fill out efficiency reports simply by listening to the bells.
Now, where were they working? In a hotel lobby?
You try to find a bell at 6 o'clock
in
the morning.
Okay, I guess so.
Anyway, Zeb's favorite rooster was Old Brewster, and a fine one he was, too.
Brewster the Rooster.
Yeah. But on this particular morning, Zeb noticed that Brewster's bell had not rung at all, so he went to investigate. Well, the other roosters were chasing pullets. Bells are ringing. But the pullets would hear the roosters coming and would run for cover.
And who can blame them?
But to Zeb's amazement, Brewster had his bell in his beak, so it couldn't ring.
In his what?
Beak.
Oh, okay.
His little rooster lips.
How does he go bark bark if his mouth is full?
Shut up, Randy.
Okay.
He'd sneak up on a pullet, get busy, and walk on to the next one.
Huh.
Zeb was so proud of Brewster the rooster that he entered him in the county fair, and Brewster was an overnight sensation.
Wow. All right.
The judges awarded him the Nobel Peace Prize and the Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer Prize.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Get out.
I'm getting it.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Rhubarb saying I'm Mr. Rhubarb.
Hey, you want to borrow my blouse?
Fuck you.
Hey.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Friday morning, big show's on the radio. 20 minutes away, get Horton Dubbert's Trailer Park funkified for this holiday weekend. In 30 minutes, we'll play Wordy Word. But right now, it is time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. I've had quite a busy schedule as of late. Graduations, weddings, a class reunion. And the one constant among all of them, other than pigs in a blanket and little meatballs, was dancing. Now, I'm no Fred Astaire, but I know what I can do and what I shouldn't do. But not everyone is blessed with that same common sense. Yes, anyone can dance, but not everyone should. Let me preach on it. Do you remember that episode of Seinfeld? The one where George described Elaine's dancing as a full-body dry heave set to music?
Yeah.
Everyone has a friend like that. And unfortunately, too many people tell those friends, "You are such a good dancer, Tater." That's called being an enabler. Shame on you. And because of positive reinforcement of negative abilities, they spend a lifetime as a human party favor. There's lots of different types of bad dancers. There's the root, the one who stands with both feet planted and just moves the upper body. The chicken, who doesn't move the body but just the head in sort of a pecking motion. One of my favorites is the enthusiastic big girl. Now, to be fair, many in this category can actually dance and dance really well. The problem arises when a mass that size goes into motion. It takes a lot to slow it down. And if it gets out of control, well, I've seen entire tables of deviled eggs and pate de foie gras annihilated by out-of-control, spandex-clad, fleshy orbs caught up in the intoxicating beat of It's Raining Men. In the aftermath, they're usually prevented from leaving the premises until every fold has been inspected for, you know, missing customers. The horror. The horror. That's from Apocalypse Now. Next up is the chorus boy. Now, this is almost always a frustrated musical theater performer. Since they can't seem to get a job in a theatrical production, the only place they can get their fix is on the dance floor. Now, if there's not an alternative lifestyle establishment in their neck of the woods, they'll settle for the local dive bar. He isn't hard to spot. He's the rail thin one in sequined elephant bell bottoms, a neon scarf, and doing Fosse pivots and jazz hands to club band's version of Achy Breaky Heart. Perhaps the most sad is the shy shuffler. Now, here's a poor schlub that had no desire whatsoever to go out to a dance club with his friends. He'd rather be home with his stamp collection or cleaning the litter box or looking through his telescope. But no, his idiot friends drag him out there. Now, he knows if he lets loose, lets the music move him, he'll look like the other idiots. So he does the only thing he can. He stares at the floor and shuffles back and forth from foot to foot, like he's waiting to use the urinal and there's 10 people ahead of him. Or he doesn't want the hooker to know it's his first time. Or he's hoping you don't find the body in his trunk. Ooh. I'm just saying, you know what's happened. One of the most feared dancers is the cruise director. Why is he or she so terrifying? Because this is the person who won't rest until everyone is on the dance floor. A wedding reception, a funeral, a biker reunion, it doesn't matter. Like a steroid-addled Richard Simmons. His mission is to get you to steppin'. Now, why would someone do that? Well, if you pay close attention, you'll discover the answer. It's to distract from the fact that he's a horrible dancer himself. It's like a disco version of Where's Waldo? From the Charleston to the Jitterbug, to the Hully Gully and the Mashed Potato, to the Running Man and the Cabbage Patch, every dance has a name. Unless, of course, you're the Spaz. Like they're smuggling a triggered stun gun in their cornhole. No move is ever repeated twice. Jerky, twisting, flailing all over the place. All the time grinning like an idiot. A grin that says, I'm getting lucky tonight. But they're not. Do yourself a favor, fellas. Leave the dance floor now. The stud is here. Full head of hair, shirt unbuttoned to the navel. Pants so tight you can see every hair on his magnificently chiseled buttocks. He never takes off his sunglasses, and even though they went out of style 40 years ago, he's rocking platform shoes. And when that bass starts pumping, he shows the wannabes off the dance floor and makes a complete ass of himself. But he does it with confidence. When a group of girls hits the dance floor together, you're witnessing the flock. A quick glance will tell you why they're alone. The shirts that don't quite cover their tummy, the long frizzy hair pulled up in a top knot, the permanent sweat stains in their pits and under their sweater yummies, the cankles, the mustaches. But that doesn't matter. They know that when the men folks see their moves and have had plenty to drink, that all will be forgiven. And before the night is over, brother, they'll all be going home with Mr. Right Now. Go ahead and laugh. My wife is still a great dancer. Wish she'd do something about that damn mustache there.
Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio. Hang on.
All right, listen, you mugs. It's time to button your yaps, see? I'm trying to listen to these two clowns, John Boy and Billy, on the Big Show. Yeah, the Big Show. It's big, see? Bigger than big. It's enormous, see? He's adorable.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio. Knocking the lid on the final hour. Head into July 4th weekend. This is announcing winner of John Boy's Wonderful Things. Last couple of weeks, we've had the whole collection of bobbleheads depicting four generations of NASCAR's royal family. Thanks to everybody who registered. A lot of people want them bobbleheads, and the lucky winner.
Wait. You want to workshop something right here live on the radio?
Well, sure do.
You got 16 seconds to the post. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, okay. Get a little better. The winner of this week, John Boy's Wonderful Thing, is... What I got, you got to give
it to your mama. What I got, you got to give nailed it.
Wait, the best part. Here's the hook. You put it in my head earlier in the week. I was like, hey,
that's right.
This seems way longer than 16 seconds to me.
He hit the post. He just didn't hit it very hard.
Yeah. I didn't tie it out. I just had to go on feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, I think it was excellent.
And that always works, as we know.
All right, so the winner of the Richard Petty, Lee Petty, Kyle and Adam Petty, the Petty Family Bobblehead set is... Oh, you got it. There you go. You might want to turn the other one down. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Scott Rutledge from Charlotte, North Carolina. Congratulations, Scott. You are now the proud owner of my Petty Bobblehead collection. Good stuff. All right, I had to run back and grab something out of the office. So for the shortened July 4th week, next week, I got a backstage all-access pass from the Charlie Daniels Band Volunteer Jam Tour 99. All right, with that, plus, this is a hand-carved piece of woodworking that says, John Boy and Billy, 12 years and still rockin'. So this must have been on our 12-year anniversary.
I would guess so, yeah.
Oh, but my daddy's an idiot.
So, all right, piece of nice woodwork from a listener and a few years ago in the all-access volunteer jam pass. View them at thebigshow.com, register, and we will announce the winner 1 week from right now. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, last round's a wordy word of the work week. He gonna win a Happy Jack prize packet as full of dog and cat products from Happy Jack, celebrating 78 years of veterinary products for dogs, cats, and horses. Available at better farm and garden stores, including Tractor Supply. Always ask for Happy Jack Pearlwood, HappyJackInc.com, or you can go to TheBigShow.com. Just click on that Happy Jack banner, get all the info you need, and treat you a dog, a cat, some good old stuff. Okay, win it in minutes. First, get Horton Boys out heading into a holiday weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Junior Nation Band presents a more or less true story featuring Carl LeCook and the legendary nature boy himself, Mr. Ric Flair. It goes exactly like this.
Budweiser's ice cold. We just bought a buttload. This one's for them slick girls, them hick girls. They wild as hell. Styling, profiling, way outside the city. Got camo from Bass Pro. Gonna kiss myself. I'm so pretty. Too hot. Call the trailer park manager. Too hot. You know I ain't no amateur. Too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. Too hot. And I'm slapped out of money. Man, let me hold a dollar. Man, let me hold a dollar. Y'all give a little holler, cause Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and this bunch ain't right. Call the neighborhood watch. Neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch. Hey, 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 wait, hold on. Anybody seen my cell phone? Nature boy, sign a check. We about to hit the road for Richmond, Nashville, Dothan, Alabama. Bring that little waitress. She's a bad mama jamma. Too hot. It's designated driver time. Too hot. Cause drunken driving is a crime. Too hot. I might need some Waffle House. Too hot. My head's kinda spinning. Man, let me hold a dollar. Man, let me hold a dollar. Y'all give a little holler. Cause Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we about to fight. Call it Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood watch, call a neighborhood watch. Hey, 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 hey. Hoo-ah! Woo! Call a neighborhood watch. Hoo-ah! Woo! Call a neighborhood watch. Call a neighborhood watch.
Got it. Let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants and play next. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Our video of the day, training dummy knockout. Everything's better with cartoon sound effects. And of course, we love the obligatory poot.
You're welcome.
Check it out. You can visit thebigshow.com. And right now, let's do it.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet your contestants. We got Rob from Mount Ephraim, New Jersey. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, John Boy. How are you?
Good morning. We all good? Welcome in here up north. And say you playing Kevin from Easley, South Carolina. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, sir.
All right, welcome. We got one coming in hot in the north of us, one coming up east of South Carolina. Kevin, you're on team Tater and Randy. Rob, you're on the John Boy and Billy side. Two rounds, 30 seconds each. Good luck to you boys. All right, then. Rob, me and you are going to go for the first 30 seconds. Let's put some points on the board. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, start the clock now. You play with a ball in the glove. It's blank ball.
Baseball.
Yeah, yep. Base. All right. Rhymes with it. You put your gun in a a glass. Yeah, that was bad. What's the word? It rhymes with it. A brief blank. You carry it to work. A brief.
Case.
Yes, there yes. All right, rhymes with it. Your eyes are on your. Your eyes and nose are on your.
Face.
Yes. Yep. All right. Doggone it. Man, a blanked on case threw us off, but we put a three on the board. All right. And let's see here. Kevin and Tater going to go for that first 30. You ready, Kevin?
I'm ready.
All right.
And, still rhyming. Still rhyming.
And go.
The song, Amazing.
Grace.
Rhymes with it. You might, is this like pepper spray? It's called.
Right.
Yes. Yep. Rhymes with it. This is the car that goes out front of the racers in NASCAR.
Race car.
Rhymes with it. You do this. You blank a picture. You put a piece of paper over it, and you draw on top of the picture.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Not rhyming. This is when the world shakes.
Earthquake.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, got that out. Ooh. Put a five on the board. Took the lead by two.
Good tater. Good tater.
Right. Rob and Billy. All right. You ready, Rob?
Let's do it.
Here we go. New word and go.
Another word for mean. Goodbye, blank world, yeah. People say sometimes. Not you, apparently.
Elvis,
don't be blank. It's a song.
True.
You go. There you go. Rhymes with it. He doesn't have any sense at all. He's just a big.
April.
Boom.
Yeah.
You swim in this in your backyard. The swimming.
Pool.
Bam.
Yep. You might pull one of these out of your box if you're working on a project around the house.
A ruler.
No.
Yeah. Well, you would. You know,
all right. So another three on a three, a six score. Doggone it, Randy has got a chance to win three in a row for his team.
Well, I sure hope that still quiet voice of yours helps me out on a few.
All you need is...
If only someone would count for him.
Yes.
One to tie and two will win.
Uh-huh.
All right, so if you don't pull a Randy, you might have it. Kevin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And go.
Hammer, screwdriver, saw, what are these?
Tools.
Yep.
Tools.
Tied
all right, where do your kids
right
go
now?
To get smart?
What?
Where do your kids go to get smart?
School.
That's right.
There, all right.
There, there you go.
I love the way you did that, Johnny. That was great. Yeah. Not so obvious. Yeah.
Rob, doggone it, came up a little short there, buddy, but you can try again anytime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, Rob, we appreciate you, man. Making an effort, listen to the big show up there in New Jersey. Good work.
Oh, and Johnny,
you're a bitch.
Oh, shut up. Kevin, you got your big old Happy Jack prize pack. Jackie, hook you up. You hang on, buddy. Grajo.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bub. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Classic beer request of the morning. David Hughes, excuse me, from Newberry, South Carolina, says, how about Hoyt talking about his grandma on the roof? All right, David, you got it. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, good workshop. And Randy, maybe make a little bed of that. Give it away, but just take the first verse out of it there. Do that.
Yeah.
You think? I got it.
You're going to have some time. You'll be doing the best of show for us. July 4th, Monday morning. So you're going to come in anyway. So do that between.
See, this is how it is. We try it, and if it doesn't go well, then we brainstorm it.
Right. That's the only way I can get his attention.
It's a weird way to do it. Yeah, for sure.
All right, back to business here. Classic Bear Request, David Hughes, Newberry, South Carolina. Here you go.
Nah, hello.
Hey, it's Hoyt.
All my life, want to fight about it?
John Boy and Billy here, Hoyt.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Hey, man, can you get Rayford to have a shirt made for me?
Well, we'll try. What do you want it to say?
I want it to say, if I'd have known he was going to turn out like this, I'd have quit listening to him in 1955.
Well, how's it going, buddy?
Not too good.
What's the matter?
The prodigal has returned.
Uh-oh. Delbert's daddy's moved back in with y'all?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Him and the missus is split again, and it looks like this time it's permanent.
Oh, I thought they got back together.
Well, they did, but they didn't last. She's been running around on him again.
Oh, man.
And this time he got her to admit it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He come home one afternoon and said, "Honey, me and the boys at work was talking. We think that new UPS delivery man has slept with every woman on our street but one."
Mm.
And she said, "You know, I bet it's that snotty Mrs. Johnson."
I guess that was the last straw, huh?
Yeah. Moving back into Mandever.
Oh, man. Wife number six.
Yeah. Mm. Said he's tired of getting married.
I guess.
Next time he's just going to find a woman he don't like and buy her a house.
Yeah. Well, what's Delbert up to?
Oh, a friend hasn't asked him to watch his cat while he was out of town.
Uh-huh.
He'd been cat sitting all week.
Uh-oh.
Called to check in yesterday. Says, "Delbert, how's my cat?" Deborah says, "Well, the cat got run over by a car and she died."
Oh,
the fella went all to pieces.
Uh-huh.
And he got mad. He said, "You darn fool. Don't you know you don't just blurt something like that out all at once? You got to prepare a man for a piece of bad news like that. When I say, 'How's my cat?' first you say, 'Well, she's climbed up on the roof and we can't get her down.' Then when I call the next day and say, 'How's the cat?' you say, 'Well, we got the fire department to come get her down, but she got scared and run out in the road and got hit by a car. Now, they took her to the vet. We think she's going to be all right.'"
Mm.
And then the next day when I call, I say, "How's the cat?" And you're supposed to say something like, "Well, she took a sudden turn for the worse last night, and she died. I'm real sorry." See, that way I'd be mentally ready for the bad news.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, did you go over and look in on Grandma like I asked you to? And Deborah says, "Yeah." He says, "Well, how is she?" And Deborah says, "Well, she's climbed up on the roof and we can't get her down."
That was smooth.
Oh, he's a quick learner.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got to run here. Me and Henry Kissinger's got to run to the grocery store. Got another mouth to feed now, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to say good later on?
Yeah,
well. Well, you tell him I said, "Duh, huh?" You know what you mean.
All right.
Y'all keep him straight up there.
All right.
Bye.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the Radio, Friday, July the 1st. And we've got our man, Tom Sorensen, on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you?
We all good, buddy. You got any big plans? Oh, you had a big trip down to Hilton Head last week. So what you doing for the 4th this weekend?
You know, I don't know. I mean, my kids are grown and gone.
All your wives are gone and gone.
Not that, just two, starter wise. But you know, it'll be a nice night to grill out or hang out or just quietly celebrate.
Okay, well, good, buddy.
How about you?
Just gonna hang around the farm. Eve's gonna get her mama and bring her to the farm. So I'm gonna take some hay to the barn. Let's get. Take care of the garden, get some vegetables for my friends.
Eve's mom really loves hay.
Yeah. And she's fine in the barn, so.
The rest are having hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah.
I got to run things together there, didn't I?
So everybody's got their own style, Tom.
All right. Well, Tom, first of all, man, we start off with Bruton Smith. Been remembering him with Doug Rice earlier this week. I know we've all had our moments and got to spend time with Bruton and stories. Have you got any Bruton stories?
Yeah. I spent time around, obviously, great businessman and did a lot of great things for racing, for NASCAR and for Charlotte. I wrote something once that he did not like. And these days, a lot of guys will form a subcommittee to deal with their anger, or they'll have the PR guy call you and say something nasty.
Uh-huh.
Bruton comes from a different time. He called me at home. Yeah, I'm on my cell phone. My then wife and I were getting ready to go out, and she was upstairs. He was so mad, and he talked into my phone so loudly that she walked down the stairs and mouthed Bruton, and I nodded my head. And, you know, but I appreciated it. You know, we might as well get it out. It wasn't a conversation because I'm not aware of talking. But man, he was mad. Who put you up to this? I said, come on, man. I'm at the age where I couldn't do this all by myself. No, you aren't. But the thing is, I appreciated it. You know, you're going to get mad. Even you guys get mad at each other on occasion, Brendy.
Oh, yeah.
It just happens, man. It's just a byproduct of, and if you write a column, if you comment on the radio, you are going to make people mad. And he's not necessarily, it's like, oh boy, I made Bruton mad because I wasn't trying to. But, you know, I kind of miss that style of, let's just get it out there and get it out of the way. And I miss Bruton.
I said, I do too, man. You knew where you always knew where you stood there with Bruton.
Yeah, boy, that was guess.
True. All right, man, good stuff. All right, one more thing before we get into the NFL. I want you to get us up on what's going on in the football league. I can't believe you pointed out, Tom, this week was the 25th anniversary of the fight where Mike Tyson snacked on Evander Holyfield's ear.
Oh, geez. Snack. God.
That's the way Tom put it. Yeah. It bit his ear. It was 25 years ago, man.
I'm watching that thing, and I'm with my kids watching it and paid to watch it. And suddenly Holyfield jumps. And there's blood, and he was incredulous. It was like, what are you doing? And all the stuff Tyson had done that had worked didn't work. Oh, yeah. And man, it was I can't even look at the replay. You know, I've spent time around both those guys. When I spent time around Tyson, he was still the mean Tyson. Oh, he's nice now. Yeah. And but Holyfield was always a nice guy, Georgia guy, gentleman, courteous. I mean, he was always that kind of guy. And every time I saw him after that, because he was at the Speedway Club, I saw him at different boxing events, you couldn't help it. You always looked at his ear just to see. Yeah. But at the same time, you couldn't say, pass the ear a corn. I mean, you couldn't do something stupid like that. Well, you could, but not after, not sober. So, and he's just a good guy, but man, he got his ear bit off.
So what happened with the fight? I can't remember. Now, Holyfield won that fight, right?
He won, and Tyson had always pushed guys around. And Holyfield said, well, I grew up, man. We didn't get pushed around. So he pushed back, and he wasn't a big guy, but he was so cut and in such incredible shape. He was pushing Tyson around, and Tyson just couldn't handle it. But yeah. Holyfield won the fight. And,
did they go on? Did it continue after Tyson bit his ear?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it went on, and Holyfield wanted it to go on because he just wanted to wail away. And they stopped it finally. I mean, but it was a one-sided fight. Right. I mean, Holyfield just went after him. And it was people were incredulous because Tyson had lost to Buster Douglas, but that was considered a fluke. And this was no fluke.
Yep. All right, and wasn't there a little controversy about they never found the little piece of his ear? So they assumed that Tyson swallowed it.
No! Yeah. The if you remember, it was called the case of the disappearing lobe. Oh, and there was really only one place it could have gone. And until you mentioned this, I was trying not to think about it.
Yeah, you hire somebody to check. All right. Well, let's talk about the NFL. Man, this week, the first time ever, a GM of sports betting. Is this for the whole league, Tom?
This is for the whole league. Yeah, it's a new title, the GM of sports betting. And he has two jobs. One is to protect the league's integrity. I mean, games aren't fixed. There's too much scrutiny. And frankly, there are just too many cameras. But you have to avoid the appearance of it, because if people think it's fixed, everything goes under. So they've really got to be careful with that, because every time there's a missed call, an official's missed call, or a guy drops a pass, or a defender inexplicably just goes the wrong way and lets his guy go free for a touchdown. If you get money in a game, you're thinking, it's fixed. So this guy's job is twofold. One is just to make sure people realize, hey, it's not fixed. And the other is to capitalize on betting. I mean, people want to bet. I mean, I do. And in the NFL, unlike the NBA, unlike Major League Baseball, you play one game a week. So there's all this access to information, and you only have to process it one time a week, and it looks easy. But as Phil Mickelson will attest, it's not. I mean, it is tough to win because these guys are setting lines to get people to bet and to make some money. And last year, for the first time, the NFL legally contracted with gambling entities to, I mean, they were able to advertise. And if you go to stadiums, like right here in Charlotte, you go to Bank of America Stadium, one of the biggest signs you see in electric lights while the game's going on is DraftKings. And you can buy betting houses, odds makers, you can buy information from the NFL, not inside stuff that says, hey, this guy's hurt or this guy's limping. You can do that elsewhere. But just statistics, you can buy mass quantities of statistics and feed them into whatever analytics you use. And it's a big deal. And man, the money's out there. I mean, if I'm the NFL, I'm doing the same thing. Right now, there are only five states that don't have a lottery. Mm-hmm. And more are legalizing gambling. You can place a legal bet at two casinos in North Carolina, and they just voted down an online betting opportunity. But eventually it's going to be like a lottery. Everybody's going to have it. And why wouldn't you? I mean, there's a lot of money out there. And if you can use that for taxes, if you can use that to enhance schools or whatever, do it.
That's it. One more thing. Deshaun Watson's trial, or is it a trial or is it just an NFL? It started Tuesday. What is going on with that, Tom?
Call it a hearing. And what's going on? Yeah, it started Tuesday, and it's there's a former federal judge, and she will make the determination of whether Watson violated the NFL's personal conduct policy. And the NFL has said, I mean, they've been honest. They said, we want him suspended for at least a year. And the at least is key because as more cases come out, and more will, they want the latitude to extend it, make it more than a year if they have to. And they're going against the Players Association. The Players Association said he should not be suspended at all. And the judge will make the ruling, the former district court judge, federal judge. And then if the NFL loses, it's over. They can't appeal. If the Players Union loses, they can appeal. But the guy who will decide the appeal is the commissioner of the league, and I'm just guessing he might be on the league side, you know, yeah. Just a wild guess.
Right.
So that's going on, and it's interesting.
All right, we'll see what happens. And he is a Cleveland Brown now, so in case you forgot about that.
Yeah, he signed the richest contract in NFL history, and I'm thinking that's Cleveland's saying, well, you know, we might not have, we probably shouldn't have done that.
Losing for a year. All right, Tom, you have a happy 4th of July weekend there, buddy. We'll catch up with you next week.
You guys too. Celebrate and have a great time, and thank you.
All right, Tom. Thank you, buddy. Let's get it, Billy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Beat the Heat with John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Available in regular lemonade and strawberry and watermelon lemonade flavors. $1 each. Find them right up front at Food Lion now through Labor Day. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
All right, you can kick your 4th of July weekend off with us first thing in the morning on the big old Saturday show. We love you and we mean it.
Okay, break it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease, where you can't visualize anything?
I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do?
Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.